This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday, and it is going to be quite a night tonight, so get ready. Here's what we got. We're gonna talk about Thomas Jefferson's statue being removed from New York. We're going to talk about retail theft, 1 in 4 Democrats, single-issue voters, North Korea is spying on us, Hunter Biden, car thefts, and a plus-size Miss Universe contest. But that's not going to be the theme of tonight's show. You should know there will even be phone calls at some point. Not next hour. It's next hour. Don't bother calling. Tonight's show has a theme, as I promised you it would. The theme is COVID, COVID lockdowns, vaccines, all those things. I asked you to email me if these things negatively affected you, and man, you did. And we're going to take phone calls about that next hour so you can call in with that. That is going to be the theme of tonight's show. We are not going to let it go. We are not going to forget. We are going to remember the greatest human rights violations put on us by this government in our nation's history. We're not going to forget the lives destroyed, the goodbyes that didn't get said. We are going to remember, and we're going to remember these people who did these things to us. And look, we're going to have plenty of fun tonight as well. I wanted to get to this question first, though, before I dive right into all this COVID stuff and the Thomas Jefferson thing. Somebody asked, hey, dear all-knowing Oracle, what the heck is Giving Tuesday? It sounds phony, like something made up by a greeting card company, and maybe more sinister than that. I'm suspicious since it's suddenly being shoved down our throats from every direction. If anyone can get to the bottom of this, it's you. Says I can use her name. Her name is Ellen. Okay, look. Here's what Giving Tuesday is. We live for ourselves all the time, don't we? Aren't you more selfish than you should be? I know I am. I know you're going to find that shocking because you think I'm so saintly. And for the most part, you're right. But am I not? What, Chris? Am I not? No, I'm a selfish person, right? I wake up and I think about me and I focus on me. This is a day where we focus on others, specifically giving to others. So this is not a day where I'm going to wake up and I'm going to focus on me. This is a day I'm going to focus on giving back. If you're interested in giving back, may I suggest purchasing the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com and giving that to somebody out of the goodness of your heart. So that is what Giving Tuesday is about now. Let's deal with this Jefferson statue before I get into these heavy emails. This was actually from a couple days ago. They removed a Thomas Jefferson statue from New York City Hall. And this was, of course, something that normal people, anti-communists, of course, saw this coming. Everyone knew it wasn't going to stop at statues of Robert E. Lee and Nathan Bedford Forrest. Everyone knew this was going to come from everybody, come from everywhere, come for everyone, and it's going to come from everywhere. And it did. Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, Christopher Columbus, you name it. The statues have come down. Always remember, they don't destroy your history because they care about racism or the Civil War or the Confederacy or any of those other things. They destroy your history because it makes you more susceptible to accepting their horrific future that they have envisioned for you. That's why they tear these things down. And also remember this, none of these things would have been torn down without Republican support. I remember it like it was yesterday, the James Lankfords of the world and many, many others. Well, I mean, yeah, we should change the name of military bases. Of course it is. You give the mouse a cookie, you give the communist an inch, he will take a mile. Without GOP weakness, none of this would have happened. But, of course, as they always do, they caved on us. Now, let us move on. Let us dig right in to some of these stories, your stories. And why are we doing this tonight? After all, it's November 28th, 2023. Why in the world would you do a show centered around COVID reckonings? Well, I think after you listen to some of these, if you are asking that question right now, I think you'll understand. You see, people had their lives destroyed because of these things. The lockdowns, the quote vaccine itself, the mandates, the learning loss, that lives were destroyed. And if you personally didn't have your life destroyed, it is understandable how this wouldn't be a big thing for you. After all, there's all these things in the news and elections and Hunter Biden and stuff. And why are we talking about this? But let me just ask you, don't you think somebody like this deserves to have a reckoning? Don't you think this person and many others, don't you think they deserve to have some justice, to have their story told? We forget about these people. Real people had their lives destroyed. Dear Jesse, my daughter-in-law, who was only 25 years old, died March of this year. I and my son truly believe it was from the COVID vaccine. Her doctor recommended it because of her Crohn's disease. Immediately after getting the vaccine, her kidneys shut down. She was in the process of getting on the transplant list, jumping through hoops before she died. On March 9th of this year, out of nowhere, she got a brain bleed and ended up on a ventilator with the doctors telling my son it didn't look good. On March 10th, my son and grandson said their goodbyes and they took her off life support. My 27-year-old son is without a wife and my 4-year-old grandson is without a mom. My heart aches for both of them every day. This should never have happened, but it did. The evil in this country is real, and I hope people wake up soon. Doesn't this family deserve justice? Doesn't this family deserve to have their story told and their story heard? And get ready for this, because you're going to be hearing a bunch of this tonight. In fact, you'll probably hear it repeated. You just heard that story there. Here is Dr. Fauci from back in the day.
The administration has decided not to continue to pursue the vaccine mandates. Are we going to regret this with another variant, say, in 6 months?
Well, I'm not sure the word regret is the right word, Chuck. I think it would be unfortunate, because we do know as much pushback that one gets for requirements or mandates.
Listen to the then CDC director, Walensky. Listen to her describing the negligence with the vaccine that just took away this lady's daughter-in-law.
Well, you know, I think I can tell you where I was when the CNN feed came that it was 95% effective on the vaccine. So many of us wanted to be hopeful. So many of us wanted to say, okay, this is our ticket out, right? Now we're done. So I think we had perhaps too little caution and too much optimism for some good things that came our way. I really do. I think all of us wanted this to be done. Nobody said waning when you know, oh, this vaccine's going to work. Oh, well, maybe it'll work. It'll wear off. Nobody said, well, what if the next variant it's not as potent against the next variant.
That was the head of the CDC who helped push that thing all over the country. And now a son is without a wife. a four-year-old is without a mother. Don't these stories deserve to be told? Don't these families deserve to be heard? Headline, this is from years ago. Providers get greater reimbursement for COVID-19 vaccine. This is Medicare, Medicaid. This is the federal government shelling out mass quantities of your money to push this all over society, to push this into people's arms everywhere. Remember when they told you that the vaccine would stop the spread?
This is being called a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
A pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is an epidemic that's occurring in the unvaccinated.
We're seeing a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The Centers for Disease Control says unvaccinated Americans are driving these numbers, accounting for nearly all.
Yes, these people deserve to be heard. Their stories deserve to be heard, and we're going to tell their stories tonight in email form now. We'll get to phone calls and things like that and things like that later on. But yeah, we're also going to get to $18 Big Macs. Speaking of which, have you purchased your emergency food yet? $18 Big Mac meals in some locations already in the country. You see what's happening with the food supply in this country. You just shopped for Thanksgiving. You don't need me to tell you. Take basic steps to ensure that your family eats no matter what happens. Oh, Jesse, what can possibly happen? Oh, I don't know. They're already hacking into our water supply. Did you see the story out of Pennsylvania? Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. What you'll find there is we have partnered with My Patriot Supply. They have emergency 3-month food kits prepped and ready to go. They ship fast. They ship free. They ship anonymously, and you need to keep it anonymous. But everyone in your home needs emergency food. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. All right? We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at JesseKellyDC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions, your COVID reckoning stories, if you'd like, about how you were negatively affected by the lockdowns or vaccines or whatever. All those can be sent to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. One has to admire. Let's pause on this. We'll come back to it in a moment. The arrogance of the communists. The boldness of it. This is why I've tried to implore us, the good people, you, to be bolder than we've been. These people, they just lie without end.
In fact, as a share of earnings this Thanksgiving, dinner was the fourth cheapest ever on record. I want you all to know that. You know, from turkey to air travel to tank of gas, costs went down. They went down.
Everyone out there suffering, they're telling you how great you have it. Speaking of which, Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, she said New York City has become, quote, too pricey for working class. Oh, gee, you don't say. The fact that you need like $200,000 a year to have a studio apartment in the city, you don't say. The fact that she is as responsible for these conditions as anyone else, but they're so bold. That's why we need to be bolder. All right, we're getting back to these COVID stories, the lockdown stories. Tonight is our night where we tell these stories. Hi, Jesse. And some of these, look, I'm warning you right now. We're going to need to mix in some Frito Bandito. No, I'm not doing that right now. But we're going to need to mix in some of this because some of these things, man, whew, they're heavy. Hey, Jesse. I listen to your show every evening on the way back from work. The government response to COVID-19 affected me negatively in quite a few ways. I was doing commercial cleaning, working until I'd find something more interesting in the long term, and got accepted for an internship for tech writing. The course was scheduled to start in April 2020. Due to the draconian lockdowns, I couldn't find any other job openings and was stuck cleaning floors, and my internship was postponed indefinitely. I couldn't go to the park with my one-year-old. Also, wasn't it nice that dictator Cuomo singled out my community? He says he's an Orthodox Jew. However, this doesn't compare to how my sister a wife and mother to four kids, suddenly got breast cancer almost immediately after getting the COVID vaccine. We had to use unorthodox treatments and there were some low points, but fortunately she's doing better now. We all pray for her every day. Please use your enormous reach to lead us against the corrupt evil establishment. May you have success with the great work you do. Says I can use his name. His name is Eli. Breast cancer. Immediately after. Shogun. Last year, my wife's uncle was hospitalized after having battled cancer for months and then contracting COVID. The hospital quarantined him and he developed pneumonia, but his family wasn't allowed to see him except through a window. He spent the last week of his life in misery, drowning in his own bodily fluids, alone and afraid. The hospital eventually relented and let his family into his room. 2 hours later, he died. This man served in the Korean War, fought in action above the 38th parallel, and was awarded 3 bronze stars for his time there. He was a hero, but this country treated him worse than a criminal in his final days. I don't see any way in my mind that I could ever forgive the people and politicians who knowingly pushed all the COVID mania on us to advance their own agendas. I say that because forgiveness would require them to regret what they did or have remorse about it, but they've themselves to be remorse or whatever. You get it. You get it. That man, he went into North Korea in the freezing cold and earned 3 bronze stars. They didn't just hand those out in North Korea, you should know. 3 bronze stars for valor. And he spent his final days dying alone in a hospital, thrown away, set aside like a worthless piece of trash. These things are evil and they're wrong. And the people who've had to go through these things deserve a reckoning. And they deserve to have their stories told. And we're going to tell as many of these stories tonight as humanly possible. All right? Now, let's pause on this for a moment because these are going to get heavy. I am going to have to mix in some other things because they're going to get heavy. North Korea is an interesting place. Interesting as in it's absolutely horrific in every possible way. Speaking of North Korea, it's not only cold, it's miserable, but it, of course, is run by the communists now, the Kim family, and has been run for quite some time. And they have interesting claims to fame over there in North Korea. Their latest claim to fame is this, that they have a new spy satellite and it has photographed the Pentagon and the White House. So North Korea has a satellite in space that can give them images from space of the White House and North Korea. You know North Korea, you could just pull that up on your phone, right? Anyone, like everyone really, has access to those pictures. And I don't know what they're planning on doing with it. I have no idea, but this is pretty scary breaking information. Scary stuff. All right, quit. Focus. We'll get back to these in a minute. We do have to discuss we have to discuss 1 in 4 Democrats being single issue voters. On an interesting topic. We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we do that, let's do this. Remember how Tunnel to Towers began? How did they begin? Why? Why Tunnel to Towers? Well, because a brave fireman strapped it on after he'd gotten off work. The towers were hit, strapped on his gear, and because of traffic, ran back through the tunnels towards the towers to save lives and gave his own life that day. That's the story of how Tunnel to Towers began. And ever since that day, that fateful day on 9/11, they have been helping fallen first responder families, families of firemen, families of dead cops, Gold Star families. Your $11 a month is not wasted. This is one of the good ones. It goes to support the people who are left behind. They ask you and me for 11 bucks a month. Surely we can do that. $11 a month. Go to T2T.org. All right? T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. All right, I want to dig into, before we get back to these COVID stories, I want to deal with this really quickly here. So, Cardona, Miguel Cardona, who is he? He's the education secretary. No, there shouldn't even be a Department of Education, and we definitely don't need a secretary in charge of it, but he's the education secretary. He's getting all kinds of crap because he misquoted Reagan yesterday. Here's the original Reagan quote.
I think you all know that I've always felt the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, obviously that's a warning. You don't want the government's help. You don't want, as we saw during COVID, boy, didn't they really help? Anyway, you don't want the government's help. That's very clearly the lesson in that. This is what Cardona said yesterday, but people are getting the wrong lesson from this.
You know, we're going to set up follow-up calls with every governor we met with to make sure we're available. I think it was President Reagan said, we're from the government. We're here to help.
Okay, so he kind of missed the whole context of the whole thing and messed the whole thing up. And yes, he is very stupid. But why did he get that wrong? How did he get that wrong? This is just another lesson for all of us, for you, me, for all of us. The communist lives in a world of make-believe. He lives in a world entirely of make-believe. And this goes into this poll I was about to mention. One in four Democrats are single-issue voters. On what issue? Abortion. Now wrap your mind around how crazy that is. However you feel about abortion, I'm not going to go off on the pro-life thing again here. But however you feel about it, how crazy is it to sit and imagine that 25% of one of the major two Democrat or one of the major two parties in the country will vote because they are that passionate about abortion? Now, why is that? How does that tie into Miguel Cardona? Well, if you talk to a Democrat, if you have any in your life, if you have a liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, and you bring up this issue for them, they will say some of the most insane things about what Republicans want when it comes to the issue of abortion. And therefore, they've weaponized their people to crawl over broken glass to go out and vote for this thing because they live in a world of make-believe. They live entirely in a world that is not real. Listen to what Joe Biden said. This isn't about abortion or anything like that. It's about something different. But listen to this.
We've been able to push back on Republican, MAGA Republicans so far. But they haven't given up. They haven't given up. They still want to undo this progress we're making. They're proposing cuts in investments in roads, bridges, the internet, high-speed internet, the very things that provided from the, anyway. It's across the board.
Okay, so you roll your eyes at that. I roll my eyes at that. Republicans want to take away roads and the internet. Okay, it's ridiculous. It's laughable. It's stupid. Yeah, yes, yes. All that stuff's true. Also, your liberal Aunt Peggy believes that. She does. Speaking of MAGA Republicans, you want to do a fun experiment? I shouldn't say fun. It's horrifying, but it is interesting. I love doing this whenever I get a chance. Do you have a liberal Aunt Peggy in your life? Co-worker, actual your aunt, maybe your mom, something. Do you have a liberal Aunt Peggy in your life? Ask them to be specific, why they hate Donald Trump. Now, if they bring up January 6th, here's what you need to do. This makes the experiment more fun.
give it to them. Tell them, oh, yeah, no, 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 you're right, you're right. January 6th was terrible. It is all Trump's fault. Oh, yeah, definitely an insurrection. Oh, yeah, for sure. But did you like Trump before January 6th? Were you a big Trump fan before? Oh, you weren't. Oh, you weren't. Okay. Okay, so before January 6th, why did you hate Donald Trump? And listen to their answer. Just sit back and listen. This isn't about Trump. Forget about that. I don't care whether you love him or hate him. It means nothing to me. Listen to their answer. What it will do, it will reveal to you how much of a world of make-believe these people live in. They do. If you only sit and consume mainstream news and you only read the New York Times and you're educated in America's disgusting communist education system, you simply know a bunch of things that are not real at all. You live in a world of make-believe. And the right constantly makes a mistake of trying to meet people in that world so they can, quote, be reasonable or sound reasonable. You're not dealing with people who are reasonable. These people exist in a world that's not real. You know, all the same people who said the pandemic was only for the unvaccinated.
This is being called a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
All the same people who called ivermectin something human beings have taken in doses by the billion. Your liberal Aunt Peggy still thinks it's horse dewormer, doesn't she?
Ivermectin is something more often used to deworm horses.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock.
Rogan said the word ivermectin. Yes, that's the deworming medicine made to kill parasites. And
so things are clearly bad, but they're being made.
Why did the system rally against ivermectin? Well, do I need to remind you again about the article? This is from March of 2021 outlining why providers get greater financial reimbursement for the COVID-19 vaccine from the government. How much do you think the government was paying for ivermectin? Nothing. Which brings me to this email. Jesse, when the vaccines came out, my mother, my two aunts, and two cousins all got the first round. I begged my mother not to take the vaccine, but she listened to my cousin and decided it was in her best interests. 90 days after those five family members were vaccinated, one aunt developed a Guillain-Barre syndrome and passed away in less than 2 weeks. One cousin developed kidney issues and died of kidney failure. One cousin developed heart issues and now has an implant to help regulate his heart rate. My mother is now on oxygen 24 hours a day and has had three surgeries to repair blood clots in her legs and is basically homebound because of health issues. The vaccine did its job. It removed a lot of people off the feed bill. I truly believe that was the plan all along. Do you need me to play for you again, the CDC director, Walensky?
Well, you know, I think I can tell you where I was when the CNN feed came that it was 95% effective, the vaccine. So many of us wanted to be hopeful. So many of us wanted to say, okay, this is our ticket out, right? Now we're done. So I think we had perhaps too little caution and too much optimism for some good things.
I should note, I'll let her continue. I love how she sells lying to the American people, using her position at the CDC to lie to the American people. I love how she sells it as, I was just optimistic. I'm just a really optimistic person. I love seeing the bright side of things.
It came our way. I really do. I think all of us wanted this to be done. Nobody said waning when you know, mm-hmm. Oh, this vaccine's going to work. Oh, well, maybe it'll work. It'll wear off. Nobody said, well, what if the next variant it's not as potent against the next variant.
Yeah. These people deserve to have their stories told. All right. There's something else we should talk about now. You know, as we're going off on the CDC director and Fauci and Democrats and Republicans, and as we tell these stories tonight, and we're going to get to phone calls here before too long, but let's do remember how invested the corporate world was in doing all these things, the lockdowns, the forced vaccinations. Let's remember who participated in that and who did not. Who do you have your cell phone with? You have AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile? What were they doing? Go look up what they were doing. Me personally, I do not. I have Pure Talk. I never have to wake up and stress about the fact that my cell phone company is using my money to destroy my life, my liberty, my heart, my kidneys, my kids' education, or anything else, because my cell phone company is Pure Talk. My cell phone company is a patriotic, freedom-loving company. Their CEO is a veteran. And right now, for the holidays, free Moto G 5G phones. No gimmicks, no trade-in stuff. You sign up for their unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 15 gig data plan. That's just $35 a month, by the way. You get a free Moto G 5G phone. Pick up your cell phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. The time has finally come. Switch to Pure Talk. Go get your free phone. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You think that song sucks? That's a great song. Dude, that's Smokey Robinson. Who dislikes Smokey Robinson? You have no sense of style, Chris. You have no sense of taste. Smokey Robinson and me, two of the real great lead singers who have ever lived. Two of the best lead singers ever. Did you see? Miss Universe is catching a bunch of crap because one of their contestants is a, I want to make sure I'm reading this correctly, a plus size contestant. She's from Nepal, and I don't know, I guess they go carb heavy over there, whatever it is, but she's a little bigger than what you would normally expect out of a Miss Universe contest. Everyone's given Miss Universe a bunch of crap for this. I have long been a supporter of divisions, weight classes for the beauty contest. What, Chris? But no, hear me out. We're fine. We're not going to get in trouble. Listen. Miss USA, Miss Universe, and things like that. People like different things. I personally don't like stick figure women. Now, I don't like the cast of The View, but I don't want a stick figure woman. But some people like skin. What, Michael? Absolutely, Michael. Absolutely. 100%. Michael said Miss Featherweight Universe, Miss Heavyweight Universe. Different people, I'm dead serious, different people like different things. Shoot, Army dudes love to wrestle heavyweight. They should be able to enjoy a Miss Universe competition anyway. I support her. I just think you should have weight classes, just like in boxing, just like in fighting. Hey, man, I'm the heavyweight champion of the world. Doesn't that sound cooler than I'm Miss Universe anyway? I'm the heavyweight champion of the world. What, Chris? This is a good idea. I actually feel like this could be huge. Stop. Quit it. Focus. We got to do the COVID stuff. This is a long email, but I want you to hear this. It's long. Just stay with me. I'm not going to read his whole name. His name is Colton. I'm 15 years old in Colorado. My story is minuscule compared to some. When 2020 came around, I was 11. My sister is 2 years younger than me. My brother was 4. I remember it getting worse and worse by the day. I had friends that took masks to school and got severely yelled at by teachers. Soon we had to go home for longer and longer periods. I cannot express how bad remote learning was for me and my family. My father told me if it was anything to worry about, he and my mom would tell us. That day never came, and I have remained steadfast in that COVID is not good. Meanwhile, my father, I'm not going to read his name, was going through cancer. He had very few friends and family that came to see him because no one wanted to be the one that sped up his death by 2 months. He fought hard and would die early into the summer with nothing but his closest family at his side. My mom's brother did not come to the funeral because his wife decided he could not if he wanted. They live in Barbados. Anyway, he didn't even come to the funeral. My cousin is years behind in education because my uncle's wife refused to put him back in the already bad California schools. All of us are behind in education. My brother seemingly did not learn anything for 2 years. I'm just going to stop here. He finishes it off by saying I'm an anti-communist. That seems to be the only phrase holding me together these days. I will never stop so long as these evils are still in our country. Thank you for filling a small part in the void my father left that Rush once did. And he said, I can say his name. His name is Colton. 15 years old. Dad is gone. Education wrecked. Family all blown up. Now let me ask you, Do you think we should just move on? Do you think we should forget? Let it go? No big deal. Jesse, the vaccine killed my pancreas. I got the first dose of the Pfizer shot right at the beginning, which I regret. 2 weeks later, I'm in the hospital with the wiffle ball bubble in my lower intestine and a pancreas on the fritz. It took about 6 months to start to remedy the problem. I'm now on a constant stream of enzymes to help me digest everything I eat at $140,000 a year. The condition is called EPI, exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. I'm in pain about a third of the time. I had to go on and off opiates to help control the pain, which has led to seizures. This is now my life. My GI called it bystander damage. It will cut my life short by a few years at best. I hope everyone who profited from this enjoys their new cars, boats, and vacation homes. Someone needs to. Says I can use his name. His name is Doug. I don't know. Do you think maybe these stories should be told? Do you think Doug deserves to have his story told? I do. And I'm never going to forget evils like this as long as I live.
This is being called a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
A pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is an epidemic that's occurring in the unvaccinated.
We're seeing a pandemic among the unvaccinated.
So this is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. All right. We are going to get to this story out of Pennsylvania here in just a minute. And this is a big story. And then we're going to do more of these stories next hour. Don't call in quite yet. I want to get to a couple other things. And we'll get to the your call-in stories about how COVID negatively affected you. How did it hurt you? And you don't have to. Look, that doesn't have to be the topic. If you have something else on your mind, just get right to the point. No small talk, but get right to the point. Lockdowns, vaccines, anything. If it affected you, your relationships, your school, your life. We're going to want those calls next hour, but don't bother calling yet. For now, let's focus on what really matters. The towels we dry off with after the shower. You see, we all shower. Well, everyone but Chris. Most of us shower every single day. And that period of time after you shut off the shower and when you grab your towel, it's horrible. You were just all warm and now you're cold. And the towel, it should be special, shouldn't it? We shouldn't just dismiss the towel. My Pillow has my towels. The greatest, softest towels ever that actually absorb the water. And right now, 50% in savings. As low as $29.98. That's the introductory sales price. I don't know that you'll ever see that price again. You can get a six-piece towel set. You can upgrade to the designer premium set for just $20 more. But you can't do any of that unless you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com. Oh, I almost forgot. You have to click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. Or call them. 800-845-0544. All right, now let's dig into this because this is something I've been concerned about for quite some time. The headline is, Iran-backed hackers take control of Pennsylvania water station. Now, let's pause on this actual story for a moment here. This is something that you've heard me talk about many times on the radio before, this hacking stuff, this cyber stuff. Why? It's not because I'm some kind of cyber or tech expert, as you well know. I can barely use the soundboard. That's about the extent of my tech expertise. But I have an advantage. I know that I'm stupid and uneducated. Therefore, I seek out the opinions of people who know. And I know a couple people who have been and remain extremely involved, I'll put it that way, in tech security, both for nations and for private companies. And when I talk to them, they tell me things that I don't want to say frighten me, but you know what? There's not a better way to put it. Things that frighten me. I will explain what those things are in a moment.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.